Aleph. We did the Gemara down to three lines on the bottom. We have Rashi in the last piece of Gemara to do. Okay, so Kensener site. So a person is Merchah Av to the Chachamim, we require him to redeem the Eved. So Kensener site, Lifta is Miyad of Chachamim. We require him to redeem the Eved from the Goy, and then Eved goes free. So there's two kenosas over here. One that he has to redeem him, and one that he that even afterwards ever goes free. But he said, Ad mei bedomov. So the more wants to know, is this dafka or lav dafka? Is this that language a language of an exaggeration or not? So the more says a toshma, because Rish Lakish said the person sells a behemah gasim. He recurs to Asar B'domov. Alma B'hanach the Kanas Rabbanah B'mechira to Lo Kanas Kulihai. So we see the Kanas does not go to 100 times. It goes to 10 times.
Was the first Rashi start to that? Come and see Moses?
Yeah. So the halacha is because starting with the rule that you can't in merchan ben begasu gzeir mishum gshelu skiris when it's yoni ben mishetan zavodazor. The more says the reason why it's problematic to sell the behemagasu is gzeir that if a person will sell the behemagasu to the goy, a person will lend or rent or get, even in the case of selling, he will give it to the goy to test. And the goy, it belongs to the Israel, and all those three scenarios it still belongs to the Israel. It has a din of shvisa, but the goy won't be, it will work it on Shabbos. Okay, so the Mor says it's not a raya, because we can argue shani yevid. Klarman la'arlam emel l'chod the eved dafka. Maybe that eved is even 100 times. So why by eved is it 100 times, and by the behemoth it's only 10 times, because by the Eved, Bishani Eved, that every day he's preventing him from doing mitzvahs. Okay. The Higadami said the other way around. The Rishon Levi said that the Kanas is at a Sarbadamav. And Toshma, that he says over here, up to 100 times. So according to this version, the question was, maybe 10 is lav dafka, it's even more, or lav dafka. The boy minate tvei, considerably, ad the parik, work the musa, who did not get. He has to redeem it even more than at 10 times the value. So why do we discuss 10? Because that's usually that would be the highest it would cost. But if it costs more, he would still have to do it. So you see by the Baim, it's 100 times. Ad Meyev, because all that who would in Le'evet, so by the Evet as well, also even up to 100 times, we would be paid it. No, verses no. Shani Evet Le'e Hodr Le'e. Maybe it's not this, not, you can't prove. Kabbalah by the Heima, when he redeems it from the Goy, he shouldn't have sold it to the Goy. He sells the Baim to the Goy, he shouldn't have sold it. Because I'll say buy it back. And but the mice, he gets the behemoth back. Over here, he doesn't get the Eved back. So over there, when he doesn't get the Eved back, we say, you know what? We're not going to be able to pay that much, because we're also going to canonize him that the Eved goes free. We're only going to climb up to 10. So the Eved is 100. Like Klarmer, Dilma, Tavayu, Dafka. By the Eved, it's 100. By behemoth, by the Eved, it's 10 times. And by the behemoths 100 times. Behemoth had no time to consume Kuli High. So why did they make a smaller kanas by the Eved? It's because the Lahadra the Mori busted the parakle. He doesn't get the Eved back. The Hotanan Yotzalakhair is Eved goes three. The Mori says, I don't get it. So if that's an argument, so by the behemoth, he gets the behemoth back, he'll pay more. not 100 times. He'll pay 11 times. Rechinan, the more on this pshat. El behema, my time a kansina like kuli hai mishum the hadrulei. If the whole reason we give the kanas by the behema more than that is because the maestro, he's not losing money because he's getting the behema back. Like to say tzeichad, give so we'll give a kanas one more time. Mikdei demeo, how your little concert. So Yoshimir Evid. So we're giving the kanas by the behema more than that of the Evid one more time because that's the value of the behema. The Suloi, hell, the time is from the Hadrulei. The whole reason why we give it more is because he's getting it back. Ain't kal ela kadei demeho. So that adds one more time of the value. About the kaiser miyud at kuf. So ay loy bechazor zuz. Rashi gets poetic over here, dramatic over here. That's a gross amilus. He's getting it back. He has to pay 90 more times to get it back. Doesn't sound very fair. So where it says no. Oilo b'chazor. Oilo b'chazor, yeah. So where it says mitzvah l'shchicha, but the more it says Ella, the reason why the Eved is different. Is shim karu lo b'chazor, not coming themselves to the goy. And therefore, maybe they weren't geyser to this extra kanas of a significant value. Okay, so the Gemara. Boy mine Rabbi Yirmiya mi Rabbi Asi. Third line from the bottom. So Yirmiya asked Rabbi Asi. Mocher avdo umes mahu she yiknesu espenoi acharov. So does the kanas go over to the children? So which means that if the does the child have a chiyuv to pay to him or not? The Eved goes free, that's gonna be the Eved was Zoicha through the process of being sold to the Goy, it's a right to go free. It's not the, but now that we're saying that there's a locha that the owner, besides freeing the Eved, has a chiyuv to be part of the Eved, does that chiyuv apply to the child? So the more ties it into the following Shiloh. So the locha is that if a person puts a mum into the bechor, which she's not allowed to do that, then this is the right to put a mum into the bechor. But besides this is the right of making the mum, he's not allowed to benefit from the mum. Now the bechor has a mum, so there's no way to shecht it outside of the basic mikdash to eat it. But we're going to give him a kanas that he cannot benefit from the mum that he created by being over. This is the rice of making the mum. He cannot benefit from that kanas, from that mum. So what about a case where the owner of the bechor made the mum and then the owner died? Can the child shecht the bechor based on the mum? Bechor which has a mum is the it's mutter to shecht and to eat. So do more like this. Intim shalomar. If you would argue, sarim oizen b'chor umeis konsu b'noy acharav. In a case where he put a mum on the ear, they cut the ear of the b'chor, or they nicked it in a way that's not going to grow back. So that's a mum which would meeker than shvima to the bechor. But since he was over the Isser, they did not allow him to benefit from it. So if you say that the child gets the kanas transferred to the child, so what we should maybe argue the same thing over here, that the kanas transfers to the child. We could argue that's mishum disur deraisahi. Over there, he was over the deraisa of putting a mum in the bechor, so the kanas is so strong that the child it remains even after the person dies. But by the case of the Eved, that which a person sold the Eved to the Goy, there's no explicit pasuk in the Torah which says that's also to do. But Chazal said that he can't do that. So maybe over here there's no kenas to the child. So that shiloh over there would not be conclusive to our shiloh. Furthermore, we have a similar shiloh. By the way, the halacha is if a person is has a malacha which is a lot of doing chol hamoed, but if he's mechaber malacha lemoed, if he specifically leaves it for chol hamoed, something which he could have and should have done beforehand, so then the person is not allowed to do that malacha on chol hamoed. So the Mora discusses what about a situation where the person did that and then the person died and now it's chol hamoed, and we want to know, can the son who didn't do that, but he's left with a situation where there's a need which needs to be taken care of, it's a davra ovid which is mutter and chol hamoed normally, and here it should be aser because the father was mechaber malacha, so what does the knas transit to the child? If you argue over there, the kenas is not transferred to the child. So maybe that should be a raya to our shiloh. Over there, there was no there's no avera involved. I mean, just there's a planned avera, as it were, but there's no avera involved. But over here, the act of mechira to the goy is inappropriate. That itself is being mafkia the eved for mitzvahs. So hachamai, do we argue that the day konser rabbanon v'hol lesei, and then the mamone konser rabbanon v'hol isei? Is the kenas on the individual, and therefore the individual is no longer here, or the chazal put a shibud mamon that he's mechuyev to spend his money to redeem the eved, so they put as it were a shibud on the mamon, so the shibud on the mamon would transfer to the children. Okay. So this is what Rimiya asked Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said back, I have a braisa which says this right to the Shiloh. Mishnah Shvius says, Sadashani's Kavsa B'Shvius, a field which they took out the kaitzim out of it. So he took out all of the kotzim, the thorns and thistles out of the field. So the field is easier to plow. So midrashim said there'd be no issue of doing that. An action which makes the grounds more fertile is a problem. We'll see in the next second. But over here, the ground is not more fertile. Just practically, it's easier to plow. So that's not that does not go into the umbrella of melechus karka, avodas karka, not melechus karka, avodas karka, which is also on shvius. He's not. It's not the equivalent of planting, or part of the planting process. So tis the motzishvius. So he can then benefit from the field and plant the field motzishvius. However, if nataiva in a diara, if he fertilized the field, so nataiva means he actively put fertilizer there, manure there, and the diara means that he corralled the field with animal and put animals in, and the animals would naturally fertilize the field with their manure. So either way, it's active fertilizing the field. So there he's actually doing something to the ground to make the ground more fertile. So he was not allowed to do that. So then the law is like Tizra Lamotzei Shvi'is. So he cannot benefit. They gave a kenas, you know, not allowed to benefit from that action that he did, which was also to do. He can't benefit from it after Shemitah is over. Bomer Reshu Rebbe Chanina. So that's the Mishnah. Comes Reshu Rebbe Chanina, says Naktina, we have a Masara. Hitiva Umeis. But a case where he was over this Isra being the Taiva, and then he died. Benoy Zara, the child is allowed to be Zareh of the field. The Kenas does not go over to the child. Was it Amar Lididei Kanser Rabbanan, Livrelo Kanser Rabbanan? So, we could have argued over there similarly that this was a Kenas on the field that he can on the moment. He cannot benefit from the moment. But they didn't do it like that. They put it on the individual, and for the individual is no longer here, the Kenas doesn't apply. And the Tosfos points out that this din over here of Niskavsa, it's not referring to thorns which are still growing, because uprooting them would be considered an act of tikkun in the karka. The case of someone that they're strewn about, they're already detached, and they're strewn about, and they're just preventing the plowing, but there's no actual change in the ground itself. Okay. Would also be a problem because that's a change in the ground, actual ground itself. That's the equivalent to the fertilizing of the field. Well, once the mechubel karka, so that's considered a tikkun in the ground. So that's a problem. Okay. Okay. Amar Abaya, Natinan. So either it's going to be a form of harvesting, because you could use it for firewood. It's some form of harvesting, or it's some form of tikkun in the ground. Amar Abaya, Naktinan. So another case where we discuss a kenas transiting to the child or not. A tima taros shachabei roi. So if a person was matame taros, so mitarais, so that's not a mazik which is chayiv, because it has a shenanikar, like the Mor is going to say. There's no physical change to the item. It took place in the spiritual realm. So that's not a hezek, which there's no maisa mazik over there. It's like a groma. He made it unusable. So that's we look at it as a form of a groma, really. But he's mukhib to pay, merabon, he's mukhib to pay. So in that situation, umeis, if the person who did it died, loy kons rabbana ben reacharov. The kenas is not transferred to the child. My time, Hezek Shana Nikr, Lo Shmei Hezek, that we're going like the opinion that Hezek Shana Nikr is Lo Shmei Hezek, which is the Machlokes. We'll see about this later on. Knasa Drabanan, the whole thing is a Chiyav Drabanan, the day Kansur Rabanan, the Rei Loka Kansur Rabanan. So the Knas did not apply to the child. Sakrashi. The child is not fined by the actions of the father. Yeah. So three lines in the bottom, Rashi. Mashikdis Benoy Lifdoy said, does the child have a chiyuv to redeem the Ebed from the goy. Same team, Salomar. If you're going to say that we see by the case of Bechor that the child gets a kanaz, it would not be conclusive to here. Even if you would say that that's true over there, it would not be proofed over here. If you say over there that the child does not get a kanaz, based on this logic, then it would be conclusive to here. If over there, where the issa deraisa took place, the kanaz does not transit to the child. Come over here, where there was not an issa deraisa, the kanaz does not transit to the child. So, arguably, if you say over there that the child does get a kanaz, it's not right over here that the child would get the kanaz. Half the boy of a bechor is koyin atzarim oizen habechor. So the bechor is given to the koyin. It's a matana to the kohen, whether it's a korban or not, it still belongs to the kohen. So the kohen received it. Now the kohen has this animal which he can either schlep up to Yerushalayim and shecht as a korban, or he can eat it, shecht it over here and eat it. So there's a negative motivation to want to be over this issa deraisa, putting a mum. So the kohen did that. So Mishnah says that we darshan the pasuk lo yiyabai. So there should be no mum in it. What does it mean there should be no mum in it? So the pasuk is telling us that you should not make a mum in it lo yahayabai. You shouldn't make it have a mum. So if a person did that iser, the min hasam lo yishachir alamis. So that once he does that, there's no way we will not allow him to shecht the animal based on that mum. And there's no time limit to that kanaz. We boil on, then the moor continues and asks over there, Sarim umes, if he did that and then he died, does the child retain the kanaz? If you say over there in that situation that the child does get the kanaz, even so, you can't prove this shaila from there. He's already said the raisa, so Chazal said, I'm sorry, that not only can he not benefit from it, even his child can't benefit from it. Over here, there's no explicit pasuk that he can't do this. The Chazal said it's wrong to do. So it's an issur d'rabbanan. So maybe the kanas is not transferred to the child. And so he had malacha, which he was mechaben malacha b'moyed. He simply, in his mind, intended it. He left it intentionally for the moyed. Shechol asos kodem b'moyed. He could have done it beforehand. Or it's certain things only the rabbi, because you start doing the work. And stopping in the middle is going to be a loss. Well, who asked you to start beforehand? Wait to start the whole process after Yom Tov. He could have waited from starting the project, not to start until after Yom Tov was over. We came in the Tzimtzum L'Haskel B'Samach L'Moed, because now he intentionally started doing this before Yom Tov, relying on that, even though it's that it has to get done. Oh, Chol HaMoed is Mutter, because it's a Dover Ovid. And he's relying, Shein Lo Yigmereno B'Moed, Yehei Dover Ovid. And therefore, Yehei Mutter L'Garmer. He's relying on the fact that it's going to be Mutter to finish it off, because it's a Dover Ovid, which is Mutter during Chol HaMoed. But it's not Hassam. But if the person intentionally left it to be done during Chol HaMoed, so Chazal did not allow the het of Dover Ovid, and the item has to be lost. So that's the case of the mission. We boiled on the Morah had a Shaila. Kivin Umeis, if he intentionally left it for Chol HaMoed, and then he died, does the child retain the kanaz? Zotar Gemara, that din is not conclusive to here. Even if Tim's alarm, Rabbi, he that Tim Shalom, the consumer, over there, we would assume the child gets sick in us. If that's true that the child has zero culpability, the father's action is not really, there's no aver of starting malacha. It's just the intent which is problematic. The result is going to be problematic. So over there, the child gets a kanas. Then we do have a proof to our shayla over here. Over here, for sure. Over here, the father did do an issur of selling the eved to the goy. That's an issur. So for sure, the child should get a kanas. But even if you decide over there that the child does not get a kanas, akati, homi boilum, this shayla will still stand. The hasim hu deloy oved avua isura. The father never did any action which is actively problematic. The result would be problematic, but that never happened. But over here, the sale itself is an isser. So do you say the kenosis to the person he's gone? Or if the isser in the chosim was like a shibud on the nechosim, well, you say biyad benoy, the child has those nechosim. So we brought a din of Nitaiv Shiniskav. So Nitlum Imenu Kaitzim, they took out the thorns. Or Barkonim, different types of thorns. I don't know the difference. The Yapoisa to make the field better to work with. Veins over as Karka, Minotero. It's not considered over as Karka, the Kansu. And therefore, there's no Kanas, but Tizra, the Mutsu Shriyas. And so, therefore, immediately after Shriyas, he can take advantage of the action. But Nitaiva, he's dabla. He put the zebel down in the fields. So he did that by carrying zebel there. Or nidaira, he fertilized the field with manure. Ayude deer behema. He corralled the animals there. Lezabla for the purpose of them leaving their droppings and creating fertilizing the field. About his karka, he becomes an asa. That's considered about his karka, and therefore the kanas goes into effect. He cannot benefit and he cannot use it. So now, Rashi Ruchina says, however, the child is allowed to plant it. Let's go in the next case. The case of Hesed and Iker, Mimitama Taharis, the child does not have to pay. Even though the father does have to pay, hamatame, a person matama something intentionally. Hamatameya, a person mixes in truma into chulin. So arguably, he hasn't done anything to the chulin, because the chulin is still 100% meeker than mutter to a non-kayan. Practically, you cannot benefit from the eat it because maybe it's truma. So the owner will have to now sell the whole thing to a kayan at a loss. But it's not a direct damage because the chulin is really still mutter. He just made it unusable due to the proximity of the truma which is there. So he writes in that case, it's not chayv to pay. The chazal gave a kanas and he has to pay. If he does it intentionally. So showing you part of the all these cases of a person does it to somebody else's property, produce, the mazid he has to pay. But the child not. Prepares. It's not something which is visible, that's called a hezek. It would be shmei hezek. So it's a shibut, that creates a shibut. The mazik gets a shibut and it's lechosim. The mazik dies, the child has to pay the hezek because it's a shibut on the lechosim. This midrash doesn't have that. Midrash, it's potter. It's a knas to a bottom, which they didn't give to the child. No. Even in the tzad that the kanas goes to the child, it would be specific to the child. It's not a bona fide shibur. Yeah. Okay.